Hi, April.
Hi. This looks nice. Thank you for pulling this together.
April, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, and then can you see the shared screen?
Yeah, it looks good. I was telling you, thank you for doing that. It looks really good.
Okay, very
It's
good.
nice. All right,
Okay,
awesome.
perfect.
Thank you.
So do you
Thank
want me
you.
to let everybody in?
Yeah, because this will tell them that we're on hold until 5:30. So if there are people waiting, that means they thought it
Okay.
was at 5:02.
Okay, I'll admit them
Yeah, I
now.
would just let them come in. And then if there's any AC members, we try to rename them so that it says like their name dash AC or something like that. So it's clear that they're
Okay.
AC members.
Okay, I will check for that. Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you for coming. I'm Ton. Thank you very much.
Hi, Ton. Thank you for inviting me.
What a pleasure.
Move yourself to some deviled eggs.
So everyone on our computer needs to be muted consistently unless they're talking. And did that solve the problem?
Yes, I'm just going to mute these speakers when you guys are speaking.
We need to be on a particular screen here.
Should be okay. So I'll just kind of jump up.
You need to be on screen.
It's not muted.
Okay, will that work? We can give it a try.
I'm logged into the network.
Okay, so in your email, you have the link to the meeting.
Let's see, is there a box?
There it is.
I'm really sorry. Richard, would it be okay?
What do you want to do?
Maybe I pull this table out, move these down, and then move this out here because I, this little extension.
Oh, okay.
Set up another table.
I wonder why my email is not coming up. Good thing on the network.
Gmail.
Do you have any questions about the agenda or anything like that? Or?
I don't think so. I think I'm fairly familiar with that. I have it written out here. Let's see.
You guys run for 2 hours. You guys finish at 7:30.
About that.
Okay.
I'm using the Google Chromebook.
What?
That's your power.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it on?
HBLS public strong. I know, I'm not sure. Since I'm connected.
Yeah, do you guys normally have a county person come here and help with that, or no, it's usually you guys?
Do you have to go through this consent?
Yes, that's for each time.
Oh.
I'm not usually.
You don't know yet.
I just hope one can.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was like, I noticed you, but I didn't think you were gonna be here. How do you guys, everyone does it a little bit different. So you just go through here.
I'm going to change the order though tonight. It's only that we have a presenter from the Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization. And so I'm going to have her first.
Okay.
We'll have a few formalities here. I'd like to, we have two new members, and I'd like for them to kind of briefly introduce themselves.
I'm trying to get lost in the
internet. A roadmap for yourselves.
But it's a little bit, I don't know. I'm not sure I can follow directions. So. At any rate, yeah, I think we'll be okay.
And then, when you guys, I don't know if you guys get communications and everything. What do you guys have? Motions or anything? Guys, motions to accept, or how do you guys do that?
Well, we have not had a formal meeting for 5 months at least. The last three of our meetings were canceled altogether. Before that, we had only presentations for 2 months because we did not have a quorum. And so we don't have any format that we've been following. So it's kind of like we can make it up as we go along. I think that's what we'll have to do. There are a couple of motions that I would like to make.
Do you want to talk about those motions or?
You mean prior to making them?
Do you have any questions about them or anything like that before you, it happens or?
I think what I'll do is ask the members of the committee that are here how.
Aloha, everyone. The meeting is on mute, so it is 5:34. Ton, are you ready to start? You need to unmute your computer or the one that has the sound. Ton, can you hear me? Ton, can you hear me? Ton, can you hear me?
I've unmuted, and consequently, the Zoom room is hopefully hearing what I'm saying, and I'm the chair of the Amakua Community Development Plan Action Committee, and my name is Ton Keeney. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and we will start with roll call. David Meyer has an excused absence. David is one of our new members. I believe he lives in Lapu'ahoy or Papaloa, and we're very happy to have him on board. I'm going to have Tricia Mahealani Maikui. Is Tricia here?
Tisha.
There you are. Okay. Thank you, Tisha. And then Richard Beidelman and Nikki Hubbard. Nikki's here. And Bobby Nishimoto.
He's on there.
Hi, Bobby. And Brad Kurakawa. Here. Crystal Kua is not here, is she? And Desiree Moana Cruz is likewise not here. We have two new members who are present, Richard Beidelman and Tisha Mahealani. Richard, would you like to say a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what your, do you have a particular interest that you will be?
I've lived on the island for 20 years. I moved to Honoka'a a couple of years ago after the last lava flow that occurred. I did not lose my house, but I had to evacuate three times. And I said to my wife, I'm too old to be doing this. So we moved to Honoka'a, built a new home. And by the way, when I lived in Pahoa, I served on the Puna CDP. And I was very involved with the establishment of a medical center there. And so I really believe the CDP, if we have really active people, we can make a lot of things happen in our community. But what I'm observing, at least on this CDP, we have a hard time getting a quorum. And hopefully, do we have a quorum today?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And thank you.
The previous two meetings, we couldn't even get a quorum going. So I'm pleased to hear that. And Don has taken over as the chairman, so I think that's helped us a lot as well. I'm also a member of the local Lions Club here. And I'm doing some stuff with the Senior Center.
Thank you. Richard, thank you. Yeah. We're very happy to have you on board. Mahealani, would you like to tell us very briefly about yourself and what your interests might be?
Aloha. I am from O'okala. and have lease property in YPO. My interest is just making sure the county puts their, that we hold them accountable for what they have in the CDP that is written, and just being a part of this community action committee. I'm excited. Mahalo.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a several items that I think we should take out of order from the written agenda. Is Nani here from Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization?
I'm here, Tan, on Zoom.
You know, I would like to have you present first. We have, I think, a full agenda tonight, but I have asked you to come to make presentation. And so I think everyone here is very interested in what you might have to say. We have particular interest in the Hamakua community, the Hamakua Wildfire Management Plan. And I believe that is coming through your office, and perhaps it would be something that you could reference for us. So I wonder if you would like to begin a presentation.
Sure.
Aloha, Tan. I'm sorry, just one moment. I think you need to start with public testimony and then you can proceed with business items. So if anyone, I think you do have a chat for Corey Harden, would like to provide testimony. And I don't know if anyone else wants to provide testimony up front or wait till the business item at hand.
So you can ask the group if it's okay to move the public comments after the presentation.
Okay.
And then if everyone agrees, then that's what we'll do. But if we don't, we need to address that.
I think, how many people
it's just us that you need to ask the motion. Oh.
Would be interested in making testimony? Testimony will actually be limited to 3 minutes. Can be after also.
So they can testify now or when they
We can take testimony now or after presentation. And so
that's like
Corey, would you like to testify?
Yes, if it's time.
Go ahead, Corey.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, so thank you to everybody for your service on this committee. Corey Harden with Sierra Club, Hawaii Island Group. Trying to start my video. There we go. Okay. I'm talking about item three, the email addresses that are not on your folks' website. And the refusal to post the members' email addresses is unfortunately part of a pattern of constricting and weakening the action committees or ACs. And by contrast, planning is giving itself wide latitude to make decisions. 2 years ago, with no public notice, the administration stopped appointing new members to the ACs. And Director Kern called it a little bit of a pause. And also with no public notice, he said they were doing a little bit of a pivot toward the ACs being just advisory. There was an island-wide AC meeting some time ago, but the planning presentation ate up most of the time and there was little chance for people to ask questions. And for regular AC meetings, they're so strict with the Sunshine Law, it gets very difficult to accomplish anything. And there have been certain development proposals that planning will not let the ACs even review. Finally, staff support was drastically cut and then almost completely withdrawn, and leaving the AUCs trying to find people to even take minutes. But somehow there's no problem with staff support from planning for revising the zoning and subdivision codes. And then they realized they needed to do the general plan too, and no one mentioned a lack of support for all this. By contrast, on Maui, they're revising only one measure, the zoning code, and they're allowing 6 years to do it. But our island is going to finish four times as fast. We're only taking supposed to take a year and a half. And while revising three different things, zoning code, subdivision code, and general plan. The county code says an AC is supposed to be a proactive community-based steward of the community development plan implementation and update, and supposed to provide ongoing guidance and advocacy. There's so much going on, the general plan, zoning, subdivision updates, the emergency housing proclamation, the tragic and preventable fires on Maui, climate change. So it's vital that we have as many wise heads as possible contributing to decisions that will impact our communities and lands for decades to come. We need more time, more transparency, and more support for your folks' action committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. Is there anyone else that wishes to testify now? Yes. Can I have you speak into the computer here?
She can just state her name on the
right here.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Tom, that computer needs to be unmuted.
Hi, my name is Kuhan Pakmander. I live in Kukui Haile. And I just want to second what Corey said, all of that pointing to the need for more public input and the opportunity for more public input. Because if we're going four times faster with three developments on the Big Island than Maui with one development, we need more input, and we should have our CDP members available on email. There shouldn't be so many speed bumps and layers of opaqueness to have to go through in order to reach them. And this speaks to Mahialani Maikui's comment. If we are to rely on our members to advocate for us who crafted our CDP over 10 years, then we need to have them be accessible. We need them that so they can best represent us. That's the way Richard Beidelman, when he was on the CDP in Pune, the reason why it was so successful is because there was that kind of interface with the public. And to not allow the publication of the members' emails is clearly an action to silence the community in the face of all of this rapid, fast-track development. And we need to bring back those email addresses and accessibility for the public to interface with our representatives on the CDP. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any other testimony? At this time, anyone on Zoom that wishes to testify? No? We're good. Thank you. For the first order of business, I would like to call on Nani Barreto. And Nani is, I think, executive director, co-director of the Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization. They are housed in Waimea, but their interest and attention, I think, goes all over the islands. And so Nani is going to present tonight with inclusion of the very new And in fact, not yet signed by the various organizations or agencies that need signature. The new Hamakua wildfire management plan. So Nani, can I turn this over to you?
Thanks, Han, of course. Just to be clear, how long do I have? I'll make sure that I stick to that. I can't hear you. I think I could, is 20 minutes okay?
All right, yes, approximately 15 minutes.
Okay.
But then I think probably the level of interest will be such that there will be a good deal of time spent with question, answer, and discussion.
Okay, thanks, Han. And thanks to everybody here, especially Ton in particular, and the Action Committee for including us on your agenda tonight. Like Ton said, I am Nani Barreto, and I am with the Hawaii Wildfire Management Organization. We've been around for more than 20 years now, actually right up the street in Waimea, above Waimea Coffee. And for 20 years, we've been thinking about wildfire. We've been trying to understand our risks. We've been developing plans. We've been making resources and programs that can be available to anybody that wants to use them. And, you know, maybe up until a few weeks ago, many of you may have never heard of our organization. And, you know, as we're doing these meetings across the state now, some realize that they never even considered wildfire something they had to think about. So just a little bit about us. As an organization, our only focus is fire prevention, mitigation, pre-fire planning, and wildfire science communication. And we definitely don't do this work alone. All of our work is done in very close partnership with our fire and our forestry agencies, including here on Hawaii Island, our Hawaii Fire Department and civil defense partners. And we work with our community leaders. And then we invite everybody else into the work with us. So, you know, fire is not like other natural hazards. You know, we can't change the path of a tsunami, but we can change the path of a wildfire. And we can do that by managing our yards and our larger landscapes in ways that fire can't spread so quickly and so intensely over our landscapes. We can also design and build houses and subdivisions and even retrofit existing ones in ways that can resist fire. So we like to think of it as a team sport. We invite everybody here to join us in this team sport. Everything from planning and designing, codes and code enforcements, vegetation management, home hardening, all of these things are required if we're going to reduce our risk of fire losses. We consider firefighting to be our very last line of defense. And what really needs to be our first line of defense is all the things that we can do ahead of time to prepare and to mitigate. And then, you know, when we have to evacuate, we want to make sure that everything's in place so that we can do it safely and effectively. And of course, in a way that gives our firefighters a fighting chance. By the way, we're a nonprofit. We're not a government entity or a department. We're pretty small and scrappy. We think that we do, you know, we like to think that we do a lot with the little that we have. And that's mainly because we have a large team of volunteers and partners that take action alongside us, really doing what we can to keep our people and our places wildfire aware and wildfire prepared. And again, it started right here in West Hawaii, just down the road. And over time we grew, and now we serve as the primary hub of everything wildfire prevention and mitigation. And, you know, to us, this is a big responsibility, and we take it seriously. So for tonight, what I thought I would do is share briefly about what a community wildfire protection plan is, and then share with everybody what programs and resources we have available to residents in Hamakua and in general across the state. So starting with a community wildfire protection plan, we call it for short CWPP. We recently developed this plan for the Hamakua region, but in general, these documents are plans that are developed by local communities and all their constituents. So we bring everybody together, the various resource managers, large landowners, planners, our local, state, federal agencies, including emergency responders, state foresters, all of the other interested parties to come up with priorities for the protection of life, property, and critical infrastructure. And we do that for communities that are located in wildland urban interface areas, which is pretty much every community in our state. So the purpose of developing this plan is to really prioritize the wildfire risk reduction projects, but also the process of developing it establishes a pathway for potential funding. And more importantly, in my opinion, it fosters learning and creates a foundation of collaboration and communication among all of our diverse parties to reduce the threat of wildfires. So as Ton said, Hawaii Wildfire was tasked to develop the document for the Hamakua region. And we started this process maybe a year and a half ago. Maybe some of you attended, you know, it was us gathering all the different partners, holding a couple different community meetings where individuals could share what their and our major stakeholders could identify the priority concerns of the region and then think through some actions to address those concerns. So I could share my screen, Ton, right now. It is draft form. What we have right now is it's a two-page summary sheet, but I could also just put it in the chat box. That way folks can look at it on their own time. So I will use the chat box for this so as not to, and so again, this is just the draft. The current one is waiting for signature. It's sitting with Hawaii Fire Department. It gets circulated among all the others, and then we will publish it on our website. And then Ton and I were also talking earlier that maybe we could host a community meeting together and share the report with everybody in the Hamakua region, because really this was us listening to everybody, gathering all of their feedback and input, putting it into a document. And it seems like the right thing to do is to go back and share what we learned and what we gathered with those same folks. So stay tuned for that. I also wanted to mention a grant program that's currently open. It's called the Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program. And this program was a result of the infrastructure bill that was passed, I guess, a year ago, or maybe it was 2020. But this grant provides funding to at-risk, low-income communities for their wildfire risk reduction projects. I bring it up because as long as the community is covered by a Community Wildfire Protection Plan, the plan that's currently in draft form, and the projects identified as a priority project in that document, it becomes eligible. So as of now, any of the projects that are in even that draft form are eligible. If there were an eligible entity that wanted to develop an application and propose a project. So please reach out to us if you want more information on that grant program. Or if you are an eligible entity that is interested in applying. The round two application period is now open. It ends on October 31, but there's three more rounds of funding. So once the plan's published, I do recommend take a look at it. I'll put it in the chat, Michelle. It's called Community Wildfire Protection. Community Wildfire Defense Grant. There's a lot of money in this program right now, and people are looking to Hawaii to fund projects. So it could be an opportunity. We are helping support applicants at Hawaii Wildfire. So again, I will put my email address in the chat box. And if there's somebody that wants to learn more or think about a project, you can reach out to us. Okay, I think I have maybe 7 minutes. Just let me know, Ton, when I'm coming to an end. So next, I want to share the resources and programs that we have available. The first one is our statewide all-partner public information campaign that we launch every year with more than 30 different agencies. Right,
somebody, somebody.
Thanks for muting. So this campaign gets launched every year with very simple messaging, focus on prevention and what can be done to prepare ahead of fire season. So we ask anybody and everybody, including everybody here, to really know this information and to share this information. The campaign webpage is hosted on our website, and let me grab that for you and stick it in the chat box. And on that, website, you can also find the campaign, the information fact sheet, plus you can sign up for your civil defense alerts. You can check out the Hawaii State Drought Monitor and other resources. The other thing we have is a resident handbook that is very specific to Hawaii homeowners and visitors called the Ready, Set, Go Wildland Fire Action Guide. So this handbook is like your one go-to resource that details everything residents and visitors need to know for preparing ahead of time for fire and to be ready in the event of a fire. So check that out. It can be downloaded from our website, and I will put that in the chat box as well. Ooh, that looks like a big link. Okay. Okay. And then our FireWise USA program, this seems to be popular right now. It's so briefly about this. And if you want to follow up with me on this later, please do so. But it's our FireWise USA program, which is a national voluntary program that recognizes neighborhoods across the entire country that are actively working towards their own residential and community level wildfire awareness and preparedness. So right here on the Big Island, we have 10 nationally recognized FireWise neighborhoods. There's four more going through the application process, and we have probably five more on other islands and another dozen or so going through the process. But that means that we have neighborhoods right here in our vicinity that already have a team of committed volunteer residents. I mean, these are the movers and shakers in their neighborhoods that are working really hard to raise awareness and encourage neighbors to do their part to ready their homes and yards for fire. So I encourage you, if you live in one of these neighborhoods, you might not even know it. Check out our website, look at the map, see, if you do live in one of these neighborhoods, I invite you to reach out to the committee and learn more, find out what they're doing, ask what you could do to support their efforts and get involved in their efforts. These are the folks that are really doing more than anyone else I know in terms of making things happen. You know, they care deeply, and we make sure that they're connected to experts and resources and to each other so that they can make the difference that they want in their neighborhoods. And then for everybody else, if you don't live in a FireWise neighborhood, but you care and you want to make a difference and you want to get involved, find another neighbor or two and organize yourselves and let the FireWise framework really help you find direction and take action. And once you're ready, you can email us or give us a call, and we'll walk you through the application process and help you get started. So I'm going to put that in the chat. By the way, there was some interest about a year and a half ago, and I hosted a community meeting about FireWise to everybody in the Hamakua region. And there was a little bit of traction from a couple different neighborhoods, and it sort of fizzled out. Nobody ever ended up taking the next step, but there might be more interest now. We also have our another community program. It's called the Community Wildfire Ambassador Program. And this program is for residents that want to serve as kind of their primary, we call them a primary information ambassador to their neighbors for wildfire information and resources. So it's that person in your neighborhood that has the resources that you're looking for that you can connect with and get those resources. So we train these residents so that they really understand and then can share all of the available resources with you. And they also get trained on how to do home assessments, which is now available to residents across the state, a free home assessment. So our next training for this is probably going to be next spring. So again, if you are interested in that, reach out and I can give you more details. But for now, in the chat box, I'll put the link to the home assessments that are done by our ambassadors in case anybody wants a free home assessment. That link didn't show up active, so you'll have to copy and paste it. Lastly, we have a fire science arm of our organization. It's called the Pacific Fire Exchange. It's a joint program between us and the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And together we pursue new science based on, you know, all the needs and priorities of our on-the-ground practitioners. And then we make sure we provide that information back. So that program offers a lot of resources for large landowners, for, you know, our agency friends, for landscapers, educators. We do lots of field trips, webinars, learning exchanges, all sorts of things. So I'll put that as well in the chat box. I'm loading up our chat box here with links to resources. Hopefully, Tanya, you'll be able to grab those as well. What else is on my little list here? So we are, since, you know, in light of what happened last month here on the Big Island and Maui, we've been invited to multiple meetings like the one tonight. And so as we engage with different community and professional partners across the state, we're collecting and tracking everybody's wildfire related concerns, their priorities, even their shovel ready project ideas, so that we can think through how we can best support all of these various needs moving forward into the future. So I am going to drop a survey into the chat box. And that way, if you want to share any of your concerns, any of your priorities, any of your shovel ready projects, you have a place to drop them. And we might not get to them right away. So if it's something that, you know, you want us to see, just call or email us. But if you're okay with it sitting for a little bit until we get to the next step of this, do that. Oh, and one other, subscribe to our newsletters to keep up to date with all of our upcoming workshops, our resources, funding opportunities, that sort of thing. And with that, I think I hit the end. I want to thank you so much for you know, giving our organization the space and the time to talk wildfire with you tonight. I know that it's on everybody's mind right now, and we are here for you if you need us. So feel free, reach out anytime. I am one of two co-directors, and our collective email address is directors@hawaiiwildfire.org. And with that, I see my seven-year-old just popped over, so I think he's gonna need me in just a minute. So thank you again. And I'm here if you have any questions.
Yeah. Nani, do you have time though for a couple of questions?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. Are there questions from the committee members?
So you have to mute and then mute.
This is Richard Beidelman.
Is your organization a 501c3?
Is your organization a 501c3?
Yep, we're a 501c3.
I didn't hear your answer.
Sorry, there's an echo. So we are a 501c3. We're a nonprofit.
I can't even hear you.
Can you hear me now? I'll use the chat box. We are a 501c3.
Richard, Nani, how do you get most of your funding?
Well, that's a good question. Lately, we've had most of our funding comes from federal grants. We have not had a lot. We sometimes get it from local sources. From, you know, we've had a county grant and aid before. We've had a state grant and aid. We've had some foundation money through Hawaii Community Foundation, but a lot of our funds are federal funds. And then we have, you know, chili cook-off and t-shirt sales that help our work as well.
Staff.
Do you have a paid staff?
Yeah, we have a team of eight, but it's always moving, you know, based on the funding that we have in the program. So right now the need for our programs has ramped up, and we don't have the staffing to meet that demand right now. So we're working really hard to we envision a time and a place when our team will be larger and we can be able to meet the needs, the current needs that are happening. But at the moment, we are definitely stretched then.
I have a question, Nani. What's the next step? I feel like there is, at this point, you know, obviously such great interest in the problem of how can we protect ourselves from wildfire. So I know we have discussed having a meeting for Honokaw, and I think that's where most of the work will be done when we have the meeting with the public of Honokaw, and I'm sure we'll have a good turnout for that. Up and down the coast, we have probably five or six other communities as such that may also have a similar interest. And so what do you feel is the next step for, say, our board members here, some of which, of course, represent each of those communities? What should we be doing to encourage our communities to intersect with you?
The best program that we have right now to offer is the FireWise program, because it really provides a nice framework for neighbors to come together, organize themselves, find direction, and then with us help take action. And so, you know, we have, like I said, 10 different neighborhoods across just Northwest Hawaii. And we're connected. We meet regularly. We think through these things together. We have a voice. We're being recognized. Our elected officials know which neighborhoods are FireWise recognized. Our Hawaii Fire Department know who's who in these neighborhoods. If, you know, at the community level, of course, there's a lot, you know, we all have a role to play. And it's going to take all of us knowing what that role is and taking action in order for us to move the needle on a state that's fire prepared and fire ready. But as residents, you know, our role would be to know our risks and focus first on our home and our yard. And, there's the science tells us our homes can resist fire if we know how to do it. And so just having that community of communities and being learners in this work and having a group of people that are talking about this and talking about it regularly and thinking through what needs to be done and then making action happen. That's for us, that's where it is. Else we just go back to our day jobs and go back home at night and, you know, think about it, but then don't do anything about it. So FireWise is that program that keeps people thinking about it and it's fun. Yeah. Does that help answer any of it? So the next step, if you're wanting to know, because if this was of interest, I would say, we could have a meeting where it's just FireWise. We could invite anybody that's interested, and I can walk folks through more of the details about the program and how what the process looks like and what kind of support you get from us. And then from there, we can neighborhoods can become active.
Are there, yes. Would you like to state your name and then go ahead.
Lui Papaloa Nani. Okay. Very good to hear that there has been a group of people thinking about wildfires for 20 years. That's really nice. In your group of people that organizations of interest, you did not mention Kamehameha Schools. And here in Papaloa, we are right next to eucalyptus forests. Are we wrong to think that they're a fire hazard? They did take some trees down along Pauilo to avoid falling on the electrical wires. But we are worried, especially if there are strong winds, that if those forests catch fire, that the embers could light the fires to keep on going.
Yeah.
Where Kamehameha stands in this.
Yeah, just in general, you know, it's we had to debunk that myth that fire only occurs on the dry side of our islands. When you look at the ignition maps now, it's, you know, it's leeward and windward. We're all at risk. And, you know, there's the landscape issue. There's unmanaged lands that are putting our communities at risk. We also have communities that were designed and developed without fire in mind. And so they have one way in, one way out. They have, you know, poor water. Firefighters don't have access when there is a fire. And then we have, you know, fire departments that are under-resourced, don't have, you know, either it's the training, the equipment. So there's a lot going on, and there's a role for everybody. So when you think about those large landscapes, unmanaged fuels, dry periods, dry up, it's a fire risk.
I'd like to. I would continue on with Maitsu's question. Have you had communications with Kamehameha schools? Obviously, so many of our communities are intimately associated, connected to the Camp School lands. And so what has been your communication with them over the past number of years?
So I'm not a lot of communication. There was a project that we were working on last year where with that fire department, they had access to some post-fire mitigation funds from FEMA. And there was a couple communities in the Hamakua region, including, I can't remember the exact names of the neighborhoods. I could pull up my map and look, but they had dry vegetation that was overhanging on the fences in those neighborhoods, and those residents were nervous. And so, you know, we did communicate with Kamehameha, and they eventually agreed that, you know, we could use our funds to have access to their property to do some limbing and trimming. But I'm going to be honest, those were FEMA funds. And half the time we equate FEMA with the actual emergency, because they're just, it's impossible to deal with FEMA. So there hasn't been a lot of communication with Kamehameha.
Do you see an opportunity for that communication at this point?
I'm a hopeful person. I mean, humans, we are funny creatures. We have a hard time figuring out how to come together and think through for like the collective. But all of our stuff is so relationship based, you know. I think there's hope for it. For any hard situation. And we just have to be creative and think through like how, you know, if we're with any neighbor, and we get this a lot with our FireWise communities, Nani, you know, it's like that neighbor over there, he's so stubborn and he's mad at me. He doesn't want to do anything about it. And, you know, it's all that relationship, those nuances, and trying to be a good neighbor, but also, you know, thinking about the collective. So there's no real answer when it comes to our human, you know, connections and our human personalities and behaviors, but yeah, we've seen it before.
Sorry, Michelle, do you have a question?
Yeah, hi, Nani.
Hi, Michelle.
Good to see you. I'm sorry, I'm gonna let you get to your kid. I know how kids are.
Oh, no, go for it.
Like, I see that hand. I see it coming in. Anyway, I was wondering if you're cool with me helping like network all of the links that you sent and I wrote down and like copied from the chat box. Because, you know, I just found your Facebook page and I'm following you now.
Cool.
And you know, we do a lot of events in Honokaa. You are always invited to have a little booth or a table or in some way spread the word that way. So maybe that next step question that Tom was talking about, like, if you're cool with it, I would not only love to like have a conversation with you about steps, but also, are you cool with me like sharing with the larger
community
all of the wonderful information you just gave us?
Thank you.
A lot of people are like, what can we do? How do we make sure this doesn't happen here? And
people are scared, you know?
Yeah.
We're scared and we don't, we want to do what we can to make sure it doesn't happen to us. And
yeah. And I can offer whatever neighbors, I have. You know? So if we can educate people, then hopefully they'll feel better protected, right?
Yeah. And as a community, you know, if there's ideas that you guys have and you're like, hey, you know, can Hawaii Wildfire, can you come over and host this? Or can you help us do this? You know, we're here, we're just down the road.
Want to come to Tuesday? Want to come to Ren Fair? Marsha? Any of them. You're always welcome. Anyway, I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you so much. That was such an informative presentation. And I would love to pick your brain on more of it later.
Happy to hear. Thank you. Thank you.
Aloha all. I just want to let you know that all of those links will be made available at the
CDC, but also on the Hilo Community Council. And I'd like to share, is the right document to start with the draft CWPP summary sheet? If I share that at our next meeting and encourage people to go to all of those links as well, but would that be the right document to share with our community?
You could, but we're so close to having a final, and then we'll have a final, the actual document, which it's a little technical at times. So that's why we put together that fact sheet just for the general reader. But I would say within a month, we'll have the final signed.
Okay, so we're meeting next week. So we're going to start with the draft.
Yep.
How will the final be given to us or notified to us?
Well, let's stay connected, Ton. How about if you'll be the first person I email when I upload it to my website.
Yes.
Can you ask the grant program that she talked about, what kind of grants are those for?
Yes, Nani, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, good. The grant programs that you had referenced, what kind of grants are those?
What kind of projects?
Are you muted?
No, I don't think I'm muted. I can quickly. I think she's asking what kind of grants. And I can quickly.
What do they fund?
Let's see.
What do the grants fund?
So they fund. Let me just. Sorry, I just happened to have this up. Let's see. That's not a good one. Okay. Well, I'll just tell you. They education and outreach, and mitigation, field reduction, healthy system restoration, that kind of stuff. So as an example, I can show you some slides. So these are all of the types of projects that are eligible for their wildfire prevention and mitigation, education, and outreach. I can show you, you know, defensible space around homes, development, creation, maintenance of fuel breaks and fire breaks, fields reduction beyond defensible space, adjacent to, so a lot of fields management, vegetation management projects, outreach education kind of stuff, orchards, you know, restoring, converting dry